I used to just go with whatever meat looked good or was on sale at the grocery store. But now that I've experienced the exceptional quality, flavor, and convenience that you can get from Omaha Steaks, I'm never going back. They can build a custom food plan based on your schedule, which means less food waste and stocking up on high-quality proteins to always have on hand. With Omaha Steaks in your freezer, you're always just minutes away from a quality dinner, whether it's Taco Tuesday or a weekend feast. Taste the Omaha Steaks difference and never settle for grocery proteins again. Get flavorful, high-quality proteins delivered by visiting omahasteaks.com, plus $35 off when you use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code YUM. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code YUM at checkout for $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply.
So picture this. There you are, standing in the bathroom, staring down that cold shower faucet like it's a dragon. But instead of breathing fire, you know, it's going to spew icy cold needle bullets on you, hitting your bare skin. You already know what it feels like before you step over the threshold and purposely take a cold shower. Of course, your brain is screaming, abort. This is madness. What are you doing? This is dumb. But you take a breath. You steel yourself. And I mean steel, S-T-E-E-L. You steel your body. You make your body like steel. And step into the freezing cascade of water. Okay, so why on earth would anyone willingly subject themselves to such torture? And this episode is not about cold showers entirely, by the way. It's about something much, much bigger. But sticking with the cold shower thing for a second, according to research in the last decade, cold showers have a laundry list of benefits. Reduced inflammation, improved metabolism, lower stress levels, among many, many others, even weight loss. You also see a lot of social media influencers these days pushing this. Oh, do the cold plunge, cold baths, cold showers, etc. That's not a reason. Don't do it for social media influencers. Do it for the health benefits, maybe. But the biggest reason why you should take a cold shower, metaphorically speaking, like I said, you don't have to take that particular plunge. Cold showers might not be your thing. But you do need to find what makes you flinch in a similar way. Because whatever that is for you, whatever the cold shower means for you, that act of taking the cold shower or doing the thing can teach you everything you need to know about self-development. Yeah, I said everything. The cold shower here is simply a microcosm of life itself. You see, Sandwich Society, life is chock full of moments that make us want to run for the hills, moments where we're faced with a choice to either step up or shrink back. We face flinches all the time. It could be giving a live talk, starting a business, or having a difficult conversation with your partner. We all have moments where we flinch. And that's our focal point today. You want to know what to do next in life? Ask yourself the question, what makes me flinch?
You're listening to Zen Sandwich, a podcast for the independent mind and anyone who embraces life despite its absurdities. Join former attorney and professor turned Japanese papermaker Mark Reed each week as he talks with creative, inspiring, and influential people, or as he shares his own research to help make your world a little better today than it was yesterday.
Hey, quick shout out to this episode's sponsor. You got to go check out mandatetoelevate.com. There's a writing course there that will take you all the way from an aspiring writer to becoming a publisher's favorite. There's also a four-week mentorship program called Path to Confidence. There are books. There's a free affirmation exercise, a gratitude journal, also free. Byron and Mariah Edgington have put something together that is designed to make you a better person, a more confident person. And that's their mandate, to elevate you. mandatetoelevate.com. Go check it out. That is also in the show notes. So you might already predict where this topic of flinching might go, but I think you'll be surprised at how it ends. But those moments of discomfort, those flinches in life, are where the real growth happens. And you know what I'm talking about, that gut reaction that tells us at first to play it safe, to just stick with the status quo. But if you want to live a meaningful, fulfilling life, you need to repeatedly embrace the flinch, to lean into the discomfort and see what lies on the other side. Now, just like this cold shower example, before you step past your flinch, whatever it is for you, every time you step into that frigid stream of water, you're going to come up with all of the excuses for why this is dumb, why you don't need to prove yourself to anyone, what the hell am I doing purposely taking a cold shower? But here's the beauty of it. Go on and step in. And as you stand there shivering and questioning your life choices, something magical starts to happen. You realize that the discomfort isn't something to be feared. It's something to be embraced. Eventually you realize it, trust me on this. Because it's a sign that you're pushing your limits, that you're growing, that you're becoming the person that you're meant to be. So yeah, I'm talking about something bigger than cold showers here, and I'm challenging you to not shy away from it. Those flinch moments, they teach us about life, about growth, about ourselves. So ask yourself, what makes you flinch these days? If you're wondering the answer to that question, I came up with a short list of cold shower-esque activities for you to consider. And it may not be one of these, but these may turn on the little light bulb above your head that answers that question, what is it that makes me flinch? So I mentioned public speaking earlier. Some of you know I did a TEDx talk earlier this year, and I can tell you firsthand that that flinch moment, it really comes when you're about to step onto the stage and your heart is pounding, your palms are sweaty. But by pushing through, you actually boost your confidence. It'll enhance your communication skills long after you get off the stage, and even if you bomb. And it can open up opportunities for networking, career advancement. But public speaking is not for everyone, I get that. I'm not saying do things just because you despise them. I'm talking about those things you want to do or you can see the benefit in it, but you have that flinch reaction at first. So I'm not telling everybody to go sign up for a TEDx talk. Trust me, it ain't for everybody. But what about starting a business? That flinch hits you when you're on the verge of launching your own venture. I don't care who you are. You got to be filled with doubts and uncertainties, unless you're a pro entrepreneur that's done it 100 times. But moving forward can lead to personal fulfillment. It might lead to financial independence and the satisfaction of creating something meaningful. Even if your business venture doesn't make it, more times than not, you'll be glad you tried, that you did it. Here's another one. Traveling alone. I went through my memories. There may be, I don't think there's any more than this, but I did go to Costa Rica, Indonesia, Greece. I actually went there with someone, but that person left. I was in Greece by myself for a while. South Korea, I went there once, I went there twice on my own. And France. It wasn't my first time to go to France, but I did go there a third time by my lonesome. Costa Rica and Indonesia, though, I went there, got off the plane by myself. I wasn't with anybody, didn't know anybody. Didn't even have a hotel room planned yet. But that flinch moment occurs first when you contemplate just embarking on a solo journey, facing the unknown, stepping outside of your comfort zone. It happens again right before you get on that plane. It happens yet again right after you land and disembark and go through customs and get hit by a wave of people trying to sell you something the moment you're legally standing within the borders of said country. You want a taxi? You want a place to stay? Whoa, leave me alone. Let me catch my breath. Venturing into the world solo builds self-reliance. It broadens your perspectives and creates unforgettable experiences. In each one of those countries I mentioned before, I wound up meeting fascinating people because I was by myself and not just tied to my traveling partner, whoever that might be. And I could give you another firsthand instance of how this builds resilience, self-reliance, and confidence. It wasn't the first time I had been to Europe, but I had talked my friend Rob, more or less, into going. We were going to do the backpacking thing through Western Europe. We flew from Atlanta to Rome, Italy. And Rob had never been anywhere in the world. And I had already lived in Japan once and had been to several countries by then. So I had already had the experience of, okay, you get off the flight, you go through customs, and usually you change money. And, you know, if you don't have everything, if you don't have a tour already set up, you don't have somebody waiting there when you get through customs with a sign that has your name on it and a limo waiting outside. You know, I have shown up to countries without knowing where I was going to stay that night. I know it's crazy, and I wouldn't do that now. I was in my 20s at the time, but I've done it. And well, guess what? I'm still here. I did find somewhere to stay on each instance. But Rob and I would get off the plane in Rome, and Rob was trembling. He was freaking out. He was having a full-on panic attack. And what's going on? Hey, Rob, what's going on with you, man? You all right? So, yeah, I'm freaking out. I don't know what to do. I'm like, look, chill. And this is before I really had dove headfirst into Zen or anything. I just remember telling Rob, like, hey, just chill out one thing at a time. All right? So the first thing we need to do, we need to go change our dollars into lira. This is before the euro, so Italy was still using lira. And so I'm like, look, there's an exchange booth over there at the airport. Let's just go get a couple $100 and change it over into lira. And then we're going to get out our guidebooks and we're going to find the cheapest place we can stay. So we did. And we did all of those things. We changed the money. We found a place to stay. Long story short of it is, 2-3 months into this journey, we were in Spain, I believe, by this time. We had worked our way up into Germany and around and down into Spain. And I remember Rob and I having this conversation. I'm like, but you could do it now, right? You could get on a plane by yourself, don't you think? And he said, absolutely. He was a different person. He had so much more confidence in his abilities. I said, so like, Rob, we could even like say, hey, next year or 10 years from now, we're going to meet in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. We're going to meet at this coffee shop on this street corner at noon on this day. And you feel confident you could get there without anyone else going with you, right? And without hesitation, he said, yes, I absolutely feel I could do that. That's what I'm talking about. What makes you flinch doing it and coming out of that cold shower a different person? Now I could list a bunch of other stuff. Learning a new skill is a flinch because you're confronted with a daunting task of acquiring a new skill or hobby. Feeling intimidated by the learning curve. That could be learning a new language. I've certainly taken my fair share of cold showers in that regard. I'm soon to take up a musical instrument as a hobby called the shamisen. I don't expect anybody to know what that is, but it's a traditional Japanese folk instrument. It looks like a guitar. It's really closer to a banjo, but you know, yeah, I'm 48 and I'm about to start learning how to play the shamisen. It might take me 2 years to be able to play a tune on it, but embracing the challenge of learning something brand new boosts your cognitive function, stimulates creativity, expands your capabilities. So why wouldn't I do it? Oh, because it's hard. It's going to be painful when I mess up and I'm disappointed and it takes me 2 years to learn how to play a tune. No, I'm not doing it to play Carnegie Hall. I'm doing it because I want to embrace the flinch. From making career changes to bungee jumping, what makes you flinch? Whatever it is, I encourage you to consider doing it. Step into that cold shower, whatever that means for you. Because what's really going on here is practicing vulnerability, but for the sake of something greater. The flinch moment occurs when you feel that fear of failure, rejection, possible physical or emotional pain, or judgment. But embracing your vulnerabilities can strengthen your resolve, your grittiness. It fosters authenticity, and I dare say it'll cultivate deeper relationships in the people who stick by you when you embrace your flinches in life. It'll create new relationships when you take on something new that someone else maybe has already done before. You then have that bond. Now, as I wrap up today's episode, I want to share something personal with you, my friends. You see, one of the biggest flinches that I am confronting, nervously so, even as I speak right now, is the decision to wind down the Zen Sandwich podcast as you currently know it. It's not an easy choice to make, believe me. And it is giving me quite a flinch before stepping into that cold shower. But as life continues to unfold, I have found myself pulled in new and ambitious directions. I'm taking on a few projects that will pay the bills. This one hasn't, unfortunately. I've had lots of supporters. I know that lots of you out there listen, and maybe, you know, it's not in your budget to help out the show, and that's fine. I've never expected anyone to contribute. I asked for it at the end, but it hasn't. It's come to a point where it's not worth the amount of time and energy I put in it anymore. And I didn't do it to get rich, for sure, but I did it to help people, and I think I've accomplished that task on many occasions. But I also promised myself I would stop doing Zen Sandwich, the audio podcast, if the message I wanted to relay ever became redundant or if I lost my zest for doing it. I haven't lost my passion, and I don't believe I've been overly redundant yet, but I also don't want to drain the well dry before stepping back. One piece of advice I've always taken to heart, I think it was Hemingway that said it, but it, and I'm paraphrasing, so I'm not quoting, I'm misquoting him, but essentially the message was, and I know he did adhere to this principle, don't empty the gas tank. And he was referring to writing, of course, but I'm saying don't empty the gas tank on whatever your journeys are in life. You got to stop now and then, fill up, keep moving on, change directions, keep going, but don't ever empty the tank. So, with a reluctant flinch, I am announcing the Zen Sandwich isn't disappearing, but it is evolving. In the next month, I'll be moving away from the strictly audio-based format here every week to explore new horizons of video content, and I have some other projects that I want to devote more time to. While the regularity of the audio podcast may diminish, I do promise to keep the spirit of Zen Sandwich alive in whatever form it takes. It is who I am, after all. So you'll see it in my social media posts. You'll see it in some of the other projects I'm undertaking. There just won't be a weekly audio podcast anymore. There might still be a special episode, a special occasion here and there. You'll still be able to hear it on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, wherever you're listening. My stepping away is, in and of itself, a manifestation, a reinforcement of a central message I've had for all of you from the very beginning of this podcast. Nothing in life is permanent. Change is inevitable. It's how we adapt and grow that truly matters. So as I take this step forward with a mix of excitement and trepidation, I want to express my deepest gratitude to each and every one of you who has tuned in, shared your thoughts with me, send me emails or messages and or comments in social media, and join me in whatever way you have on this journey, or even if you've just listened. I imagine there's some people out there that have listened, and I don't know who you are. Never heard from you. I've never seen you on social media. That's fine, too. I hope I've helped you. And I'm grateful for all of you, anyone who's listened to any episode. Of course, I'm particularly grateful to those of you who have offered even just the smallest amount of financial support along the way. This project took a lot of time and energy. It's taken a lot out of me for nearly 4 years. And it costs money, and you know, and I've given it away the whole time. It's always been free, and any financial support has come at the charitable nature of listeners. And every instance of that has been helpful and encouraging, and sometimes it's kept me going. Your support has meant the world to me, and I hope you'll continue to follow along Zen Sandwich, whatever that is, whatever form that takes, on YouTube or a less frequent episode here and there on Spotify and Apple. Wherever you're listening, I thank you for your understanding, your encouragement, and your unwavering presence. In the meantime, you keep embracing the flinch. Keep pushing your boundaries. That's where the growth is. Stay curious. Stay mindful. Stay true to yourself. And most of all, breathe. Don't forget to breathe.